In this empty parking lot, we set up for the 2024 Dallas Reggae Festival. Through the day, or in the night with the stars up above. With a turnout of about 10,000 people, come with us so you can see how this $12,332 order was completed.
Don't try that at home. Safety first.
We're about to go set up some tents for the Dallas Music Festival. They've ordered over 20 tents. We're bringing all of these trash cans and these chairs up there as well. And we have two other truckloads that we're bringing up there. So stay tuned to see what it's like to set up a big festival.
Yeah, this is the entrance. This is next to the highway. So you're gonna have to get off the highway and bust the name.
So we're about to head out right now to the Dallas Reggae Fest. We're going to be setting up 10 20 by 20s, 10 15 by 15s, and we have also 6 10 by 20s that we're going to set up there, and some sidewalls. And we're going to bring some concrete blocks. We got a trailer, and then we're bringing over one of our vans, and then that's all we should need to bring everything over. About 60 cement blocks, we're going to move these around, get everything set up. See you guys over there. Yeah.
So once the team arrived to the festival, they first started behind the stage setting up the VIP area.
We can just put two 10 by 10s over there. John, just leave them on Fluffy Truck. He's taking them down today.
We subsequently leased some tents. They're frame tents, but they use pins. They're little pins that you have to worry about, and we have to put them in there for the frame tent. We don't want to use those. They take a lot longer than the high peaks, but we just got one of our guys just picked up two 10 by 10s that he can use next year's grill. So those can be the extra tents that we get. So we don't have to use the tents that we sublease, and we're not gonna sublease those on wherever again. I don't know, if we work for Allstate tents. Not our staff. Bought us some pizza, see how it is, see how it goes, see how it is. Papa John's, spent probably $100.
That was like $60.
Oh my God.
And the cooler and the drinks was like $120.
While the team was setting up, me and Tina went on a food and drink run. Because it's important to keep your team hydrated and full of energy, because that keeps them working. Remember that. And while they ate, we asked the guys how they were feeling at this point in the setup.
All right, right now we got 4 10 by 20s up. We're putting 2 20 by 20s on the back end, and we got a 15 by 15 up by the stage. This is the back of the stage, so this is like where the artist is gonna be, everybody who performing. And then in the front side, we're going to put tents for vendors, customers, people, gatherings, and everything. Over there to the other side, they got tables and umbrellas. Same thing, just a relaxed spot for the artists and people backstage. Today, beautiful weather, sun. I mean, I can't have for nothing better. We got a couple of extras out here that we usually don't have out here, so that's super fantastic.
First time putting up tents, how you feeling?
Like walking a dog, man. I just got to see how it's done. I get it done.
Hey, you enjoy being out of the warehouse?
It's like a fish being out of the water. I got to go back to the water.
Now keep in mind how confident Noe is about these tent setups. He's our warehouse manager, but we called him to the field to provide more working hands.
We just finished behind the stage. Now we're moving to the front parking lot where we got customer and vendors. As you can see, we got vendors setting up over here. We got vendors setting up right here. We're going to put 2 20 by 20s inside this framed in area. It's going to be the bar.
In this empty parking lot, Eddie and Xavier went to where the front of the festival would be, and they set up some tents for the lines and for the people letting others in so that they would be under some shade.
There's one guy out here. He's out here doing all these porta potties like that. And he's like, I don't know if he said this, but this is what I'm thinking. He's like, you thought I was gonna do this? He got it in his truck, his 350, put the porta potty in front of it and pushed it all the way over inside the truck. And then got out and pushed it the last 3 feet. If you don't do the right training or you don't give them the right tools for your employees, and it's something we're working on too. If you don't do those type of things, people are gonna do what's easiest for them. So make sure you have the right tools and stuff and everything together. We're still working on it. It's a work in progress. I'm pretty sure this Kim Ken company is working on it too, but. Yeah, it's crazy out here. They thought I was gonna do this? They crazy. They truck gonna push this.
So while the team was setting up, we came to a problem that we didn't have enough cement blocks to keep the tents down.
If you wish to view the full video, please click the link in the description.